Well, this episode's going to be faster than a speeding bullet or faster than the Flash can get to your house. Yeah. Yeah, because this episode is going to be all about the Flash. Yeah, because otherwise I have a really busy day. But yeah, news. I feel like it just broke a little while ago on the internet, officially, that the Flash will be available for home digital HD release via Amazon and iTunes on July 18th, 2023.
Wow!
It's June 27th as I read that to you guys now. That's roughly about a month since it released in theaters.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just told me something interesting.
Yeah. So, Flash is doing so poorly that they're actually selling 2-for-1 tickets on a Fandango. I've never heard that in my entire life. They're selling the Flash tickets 2-for-1 as a deal on Fandango.
It's been in theaters for 10 days and you can get a 2-for-1 ticket to the Flash. Wow. To put things in perspective, in terms of total money lost, the two largest flops in all of cinema history are Disney's John Connor, Carter, and The Lone Ranger. The Long Ranger, this article wrote? Okay, but The Lone Ranger, which ended up in the red to the tune of $200 million each. The Scarlet Speedster's solo debut boasts the same kind of budget as those failures and is following a similar trajectory in terms of its day-to-day earnings. So, yeah, they're estimating it may have lost $200 million. And you can buy one, get one free now if you want to go see it in the theaters. Yeah, apparently they're saying it's the steepest drop of any comic book adaptation has ever suffered in its sophomore frame. I mean, right now it's technically still under Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. In terms of domestic box office.
I think it's going to beat it. I think Ryan Reynolds is going to get his reprieve. This is the movie.
Ryan's going to be able to sit there and go, it wasn't that bad, see? Everybody was fine.
It wasn't that bad, see? My lord. You saw the movie. So give us your thoughts on the movie.
Oh, we'll get into that. One second. But yes, the last thing is, if you didn't want to see the movie and you didn't want to pay for it, just keep your eye on Twitter. Maybe it'll show up there again, because apparently over the weekend, the whole movie was just posted to Twitter. I don't know about the quality or how good it was or whatever, but the whole movie was on Twitter. Somebody posted the whole thing. It was a Twitter handle by the name of Brioche FR, uploaded the 144 minutes of Flash for anyone who wants to see it. The account has been since suspended. But yeah, it was apparently viewed up to about 1.7 million times. It was on Twitter for 8 hours by the time it got suspended. And yeah, so if you wanted to watch the Flash, yeah, it's leaked out. It's places. It's everywhere. Which brings me to how I saw it. Yes. So, okay. I saw The Flash. I watched 3/4 of it because I had to put a kid to sleep during it, and I just let it keep playing. I didn't feel like I was missing very much. He's the most annoying character they've ever made. Like, the literal first 20 minutes of it is him going to get, like, a sandwich at apparently the world's slowest sandwich maker because he's getting the sandwich. And then Alfred calls and says, Batman needs your help. Come here and help stop these criminals. And so he runs out of line to go help stop these criminals. And basically the entire time he's helping Batman and fighting criminals and trying to save this building and people falling out of this building that's, you know, going to collapse, he's complaining the entire time. He's just like, I feel like I'm the Justice League's garbage man. I always call to this. It's the whiniest superhero I've ever heard. Any comparison to Peter Parker is null and void as far as I'm concerned, because Peter Parker never whined. He was just like overly excited, wanted to be a part of the team, wanted to do more. No, the Flash is bothered by the fact that he has to do this because he's going to be late for work or whatever. And it's like, you're late for work every day, regardless of whether Batman calls you. And so, like, it seems like your thing. But yeah, so we have all these scenes, him saying random things that just make him seem like an idiot. You know, like he catches this lady. She's super traumatized from falling off a building. And he's like, you should consult medical services and seek mental health professional because this was very traumatic. The Justice League isn't very good at that. And it's just, it's like, okay, cool. You're awkward. We get it. And then finally, you know, like the whole scene that's going on, the coolest parts of it are the Batman stuff. We get really cool Batman scenes. Batman's in this chase separate from Barry chasing on criminals. That's really cool. Then eventually Batman goes after a criminal, is falling off a bridge, trying to get the criminal out. He's losing his grip. His batarang isn't retracting. And then Wonder Woman shows up. And she shows up looking glorious and beautiful for like 3 minutes or 4 minutes. She catches Batman with her lasso. She pulls him up with the criminal. Barry joins in. Somehow his hand also gets on the lasso. And it's basically just a joke to hear Batman say, like, you know, I'm too awkward to say thank you, even though you did such a great job saving me. And Barry, since he's touching the lasso, it basically says something like, I'm a virgin, or like, I don't know what sex really is yet. That's what he basically says. I don't know what sex really is. And it's like, okay, so Barry's a virgin now. Cool. I'm like, all right. It's just incredibly awkward. And then he discovers running around that he can obviously go back in time somehow. So he figures, I'm going to go do that. Batman tells him, don't do that. He does it anyways. Saves his mom. Coming back in time, gets knocked out, meets his younger self. His younger self is more annoying than him. Barry learns how annoying he is to other people because his younger self is more annoying than him, his alternate reality version. And then later, by the climax of the movie, we get a third Barry. So if you thought it was annoying enough with two, we get three. It gets worse. Supergirl is wasted. Zod is wasted. Michael Keaton Batman is good, but clearly wasted on this movie. Everything this movie does is a waste. And the CGI scenes that everybody goes, oh, they're not that good looking, they are worse than you think.
Wow.
Like, take them and go, oh, they probably aren't very good. No, they're worse. They're trash. They're PS3 level animated scenes. It's awful. Everyone involved, this should be ashamed. They should be fired. They should not be trusted with anything. You shouldn't put Ezra Miller as a lead of anything because he's annoying. And then at the end of the movie, you know, we get him coming back in time, even though Michael Keaton Batman teaches him a lesson in the movie. And he goes, hey, just because you changed something in the past doesn't mean time is just going to change what's going to happen going forward. Apparently in DC Universe, when you change something in the past, it can affect the past before it and the future, which is how you end up with Michael Keaton Batman, even though he didn't touch Michael Keaton Batman. And which is how, when the movie ends, because Barry makes one slight change while fixing things still to save his dad from going to jail forever, that's how we get George Clooney Batman, because Barry just learned the lesson, don't fuck with time. So what does he do when he fixes it? He fucks with it just a little bit, though. And we get George Clooney Batman. And then in the after credits, we get Aquaman hanging out with Barry, and apparently Aquaman's piss drunk, and Barry's trying to tell him everything that happened, and then it ends with Barry leaving Aquaman basically lying on the street in a ditch in a puddle. I said these words, and I'm not kidding. This is how it ends.
So you wasted George Clooney Batman and Michael Keaton Batman, is what you're telling.
They did. They wasted George Clooney Batman. Because, you know, maybe people didn't like George Clooney Batman. But you know what? Batman Beyond. You know, Batman movies seem to sell. Batman Beyond. Michael Keaton or George Clooney Batman. I feel like both of them could have been a perfect Batman Beyond at this point.
I think Michael Keaton would have done better.
George was looking damn dapper when he shows up. He's looking dapper and, you know, in shape and good. I'm like, George Clooney could be a good elder Batman right now. It's look at Keaton. Trash. This entire movie is trash. Everyone should feel bad and everyone should suffer for it.
And we got this, but not the Batgirl movie, which would have had Michael Keaton Batman. It would have had that. We would have Batgirl. We would have had fucking JK.
We'd had another Commissioner Gordon. We'd have had Brendan Fraser. I can't imagine Brendan Batgirl could be worse than this. There is no way I could imagine Batgirl could be worse than this.
Can't believe that.
It feels impossible.
Cannot believe that.
Impossible. And they put this out, and it just flames from the side of my head. I don't know. This movie is. Look, James Gunn, you signed on for this. I just want you to know. Anything bad that happens, you signed on for this. Like, you let them put this out. You signed on for this. You were ambivalent about how it fits into the grand scheme of things. No.
I think this was one of those things where, like, hey, you're coming in. You're giving you the Kings of the Kingdom after this. This still has to happen. We have too much money invested, and we need to get some of it back. This has to happen regardless of what you're saying. And he was just like, all right, I guess.
I agree. But someone should have been like, how will this... How will I not be pushing the biggest boulder up the hill after this movie comes out, even more so than before? Like, I don't know. Whatever Superman movie he makes has to be practically immaculate at this point. Like, and I can guarantee you the first trailer for that Superman movie is going to be like, from the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1, 2, and 3. Yep. Remember those movies you love?
Yep.
from the person who made Peacemaker and the Suicide Squad, the second one,
the cool one.
I don't know. This is just it was worse than I could have imagined it would have been. Like, it was Morbius levels. Like, honestly, Morbius is probably looking at this and going, "Meh, I'm not that bad now." You know, like Craven is looking at this and it's like, the bar is lower for me to hop over. I can do this.
I can nail this. I just need to have a plot that makes sense. Yeah. And like,
yeah, I can nail the dismount. I can steal from Catman's origin. Nobody knows Catman. I'll be fine.
Nobody knows Catman.
I can steal the whole Catman origin story for my Marvel movie. Yeah, barely people. Hey, look up Catman, okay? Look up Catman, people. And then just watch the Craven origin. Look up Catman's origin a little bit. And maybe you'll see there's a panel out there. It's there. They copied it. I don't understand who did it, but they copied it. There was one last thing I was going to say, but...
Come into VOD and Blu-ray at what? When is it coming out?
I don't know. It was supposedly September, but... VOD is going to be... Well, digital is going to be next month, supposedly. July 18th. So, a couple weeks.
So you can see for yourself.
Blu-ray is probably a month or two. Yeah, see it for yourself. Or, you know, wait for it at HBO Max. That's cheaper. Or, you know. Yarr. One of those things. Any of those things. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. I think 12 minutes is all this deserves.
Yeah.
Okay. See you soon.
One.